The intercontinental ballistic missile launched by North Korea this week achieved new range that could allow the delivery of a nuclear weapon to the United States mainland. It's just the latest in a series of increasingly sophisticated North Korean missile tests. President Trump has renewed his rhetoric against Kim Jong-un and has called on China to increase sanctions. North Korea claims, meanwhile, that the test means that their rocketry development is now complete. Ambassador Chris Hill is a four-time ambassador and was the chief negotiator with North Korea during the six-party talks aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear program. He's currently dean of the Joseph Korbel School of International Studies at the University of Denver.
They've certainly made a tremendous amount of progress on their missile technology in the last couple of years. I'm not sure the basis for saying this is it or this is all they need to do. But one thing we know they need to do is to demonstrate that they can deliver a nuclear weapon, and they claim to be very much in the last stages of doing that. So whether they're in the last stages or already have done it or will soon do it, I think it adds up to a very serious problem that we need to address with great urgency.
Now, I guess everybody knew as we watched sort of the progressive march of missile technology over the last year or so that eventually one would be fired that could reach the middle of the United States. So maybe that's not a surprise. What does it mean to negotiators or to people who would like to set up the framework for a negotiation eventually with North Korea?
I think it's a big problem because I think once they have the missile technology and have the capacity to deliver nuclear weapons, the negotiations are no longer on the basis of what we've had them on in the past, which was the idea of complete denuclearization. That was the basis on which they participated in the six-party talks when I was involved with it some 8 to 10 years ago. So right now, I think the problem would be they might be prepared to talk, but they would talk more on the basis of some kind of sort of U.S.-Soviet SALT talks, that is a willingness to limit capabilities, but certainly not to eliminate them. So I think it's a very serious problem, and I think the Trump administration is going to have to step it up.
And what about China? The president during his trip made some statements suggesting that China was cooperating, at some point suggesting China is not doing enough to lean on its client, North Korea. What's the state of China's willingness to slow down or stop what Kim Jong-un is doing?
I think it's fair to say that China is rather split on the issue. There are those in China who would throw North Korea under the bus in a New York minute. I mean, they have no interest in a legacy relationship with North Korea. But there are many others in China, especially in their national security state, who worry about the presence of U.S. troops on the Korean Peninsula and ultimately feel that's a greater threat to China's well-being than the presence of nuclear weapons in North Korea. So I think China is split, and I think it behooves us to work very hard with China and not just go there episodically and flatter them and talk sort of generalities, but rather have the kinds of in-depth, weekly, even monthly discussions of the kind that Henry Kissinger had in the lead-up to the Shanghai Accords in 1972.
So just to be clear before I let you go, Ambassador Chris Hill, you see in this latest development another step in some longer-term brinksmanship between North Korea, China, and the United States. And I ask it because given all the bluster between these leaders and all of the saber-rattling and bluster that comes from our own president, you don't see a situation where war is more likely than it was a year ago.
Correct. I don't see this as a short-term problem involving a second Korean War. I don't think the North Koreans plan to somehow put these missiles into operation against us. I see it more as a long-term strategy on their part, quite a diabolical strategy, I might add, to essentially decouple the U.S. from South Korea and perhaps from its responsibilities more generally in Northeast Asia. So this is extremely dangerous to our interests. It requires good foreign policy. It requires a diplomatic strategy, which is a little hard to do when you don't have diplomats. But it requires overall a kind of level of focus that this administration has difficulties mustering.
Ambassador Chris Hill, former U.S. representative in the six-party talks and dean of the Joseph Korbel School of International Studies at the University of Denver. Ambassador, always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.